This is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder from the Collab Collective, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Direct from the Expo Enterprise Connect 2025. Today, joining me, I have Damon Covey, who's the GM of GoToConnect. Damon, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Craig. Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to share with the audience about GoTo, but let's go ahead and start off in the very beginning. The GoToConnect portfolio, why don't you go over the basis of what that encompasses?
Yeah, so essentially we've got a comprehensive set of business solutions, starting from everything from telephony, working our way up into full contact center functionality. So all the things that customers need to do to communicate with their customers are things we offer, and the full set of comprehensive solutions that does that.
And you recently introduced something right in between, which I really love that solution, the Connect CX.
Yes, because a lot of customers, especially smaller customers, don't know they have a contact center. They don't identify that way, but they still need to talk to customers. And so this allows them to do it without going to a full contact center.
Well, let's talk about this. This show has a lot of buzz around AI, and it's something that can be really intimidating. Help me understand how you are talking to AI to customers to help demystify it. What does AI mean to you? Is it complex? Is it scary?
Yeah, great question. For us, it's very practical, right? So that's how we look at it. In fact, I look at it as sometimes my job is to make AI boring for customers because I really want to make that relevant for what they do. Right. And so bringing it in and making it something that they don't have to, you know, right now they've got sensationalized things happening with AI all around them. So how do we make it something that they can actually take and they can, you know, use in their environment? And then frankly, bring it to the smaller customers too, because this has typically been the domain of large customers that have very complex environments with a lot of staff.
Right.
And so our mission is to bring that to everyone that's using customer communication.
So AI can be boring and still be deliver on a value.
Absolutely.
Now, GoTo has such a broad swath of customers, everything from enterprise all the way down to small businesses. But you really serve well that small to mid-sized market, right?
Yes.
How are you going to bring a unique solution to that market and their unique needs as we talk about these AI implementations?
And that is our core focus, right? Smaller customers and also distributed enterprises that have many multiple smaller locations. And so you talked about the CX product, right? So again, let's think about a company that maybe they have 100 employees and maybe 70% of those employees are actually customer facing, which is not that uncommon. And then they need to speak with customers. So CX gives them the ability to do that, right?
Okay.
And now if you think about AI into that as well, imagine you're talking to customers, but you want to make sure that the interaction that your agents are having, or if they're not agents are having with customers, is a good quality interaction.
Right.
So AI can sit on top of the recordings of your calls and analyze those, bring that information in and make that available for you to see what's actually happening out there. Did someone say a swear word? What was the sentiment analysis? Things of that nature. And it just happens as part of the solution.
You know, there's two things you mentioned there that I really love. Going back to this Connect CX idea, I love that it's the idea of bringing in some of these call center-centric features to that regular business, right? Because you have experts that might be in the back office that may not typically talk to customers, but to have them participate in some of that customer service, everyone's a customer service organization, whether they realize it or not, right? And you're leveraging is this technology to allow them to make the entire company vested in that business of customer service.
That's right, and having a unified inbox, right, where whether you're talking to customers over web chat or whether text, et cetera, having that unified together is a really important point, to your point, to make sure whether you're back office, front office, you can all see the same thing together.
And there's another great thing I think you guys do well, too. We forget that small to mid-sized businesses are resource constrained, and you're talking about leveraging AI in a way that allows them to help fill the gaps, right? You may not have someone there to take phone calls all the time, right? But you can leverage some of the go-to AI solutions that allow you to actually fill these gaps, whether it be through email consolidation management, whether it be some other elements of the contact center or communications workflow, right?
Absolutely. So for small businesses, customers are gold, even more so than any other businesses that's out there.
Right.
You want to make sure you can handle those customers. So as you said, if you're on the phone, maybe it's after hours, things of that nature. So switching from handling a percentage of your calls to as close to 100% of those calls by having AI be able to answer the calls.
Right.
And we've even introduced something called AI Receptionist.
Okay.
That is something that people will be able to introduce into their phone tree that can actually answer the phone. It can answer common questions. And then it can actually route that information into a user. So just things like that can really make sure your presence is there 24/7 is incredibly impactful for smaller customers.
You know, you're right. There's two product announcements that you guys had recently, AI Receptionist, which just announced this week, so I appreciate you sharing with us that. But you've also talked about this really wonderful vertical solution that leverages Connect CX for the auto industry.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So I have a unique background in automotive. I spent a couple of years at Cox Automotive.
Okay.
And so I ran a few products for them. And we've introduced, because of that and because of, frankly, the response we were seeing from customers already, strong and really good response in the automotive industry. And so we've introduced a vertical solution for automotive, CX for automotive, so using that CX name, and also BDC Complete for automotive. So if you think about an automotive customer, they don't identify themselves as a contact center. They are calling themselves a business development center, which is the same thing.
Interesting.
So this brings in the integrations for their solutions, the tools that they want to use, and keeps them where they're at, but then captures that customer communications information that's coming together. And we've already seen a tremendous amount of opportunity and request for that as we go forward.
Well, you're talking about some great solutions, but I'm going to catch you off guard here. I wanted to understand, you and I were talking beforehand about some really practical customer experiences and customer solutions that were showing value of how they're implementing AI in the solution. Would you mind sharing one of those again?
Absolutely. So let's talk about automotive for a minute, right? And so younger people or people increasingly want to buy cars over text. As crazy as it is, they want to communicate over text, right? That's not a great idea for an automotive dealer for them to use their personal mobile phone because that information is not secure.
Right.
They might take that information with them when they leave, things of that nature. And so now what we're able to do and what dealers are able to do is use our mobile app seamlessly with not only our other apps on the desktop, on the laptop, et cetera, but then also with their CRM.
Okay.
So they can capture that data and it doesn't get taken with them. It stays secure, stays private. And so that's a huge value add for dealerships. And we've seen that other response with anybody who has a field service crew out there.
I love it. You're taking this entire value chain all the way from the mobile phone frontline worker experience all the way through the business back to the CRM. And connecting and keeping that information secure, but also leveraging AI all along that pathway there.
That's the idea.
That's fantastic. Now, what we're talking about here could be intimidating, right? Your
For
core
sure.
audience is SMBs. How would you advise them to actually start thinking about this? Where and how can they practically implement AI within their environment?
So I think the first thing is, how do your customers want to communicate with you?
Okay.
So I think that's the first thing you should look at, and then how do you want to optimize that? And so if you look at, you know, specific particular use cases, as an example, we talked about AI Receptionist earlier and answering the phone.
Yeah.
It's a great place to start. Everybody has that need.
I love that solution.
And so if you start there, start small, start practical, and what we've done is we put that into a situation where it's very easy to set up, it's very easy to configure, and by the way, it's got really tight guardrails, so it will only answer questions and redirect the way you want it to.
That's great.
And so that's an area where they can get started, and then you can start to build on top of that with sentiment analysis and how are you doing with quality management with your customers, things of that nature. But starting small and practical on a particular issue is the best way I can suggest to get started.
You know, you're talking about AI is almost just like oxygen in these conversations.
Yes.
At some point in time, we have to forget about it and just see the problems and focus on that. And it's just part of the tool set of what we're doing to solve those, right? But it's closing the gap on resources or where you may have some other challenges in your own ecosystem.
I think it's a great way to say it. It is oxygen.
It is oxygen. That. Perfect. All right. So let's help our viewers at home. You've given a lot of great examples here, but what should they do next to learn more about the GoTo Connect solutions?
Absolutely. I think there's a couple different ways to get started. First of all, if you've got a trusted telco partner, a trusted IT partner, reach out to them, right? They're usually working with us in a referral channel, and they can give you a lot of this information.
Okay.
If not, reach out to us directly. We'd love to give our customers a demo. We'd love to talk to customers and show them what we can do.
Right.
And we'll show you how that's practical in your environment and how that actually will add direct specific value for you.
Fantastic. Well, Damon, this has been very insightful. I think that you've actually taken this idea of AI and demystified it, especially for that core audience, that small to medium business, and gave some great practical steps for them to actually implement it. AI Receptionist, I love that one. It's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time, Damon.
Thanks, Craig.
I appreciate it. Everyone, this is Craig Durr coming to you direct from the Expo at Enterprise Connect 2025. Take care.